Snow, ice, and floodwaters make life miserable in much of the nation. Latest round-the-world balloon attempt ends in failure. President Clinton acts on Indonesia money crisis. Good Friday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Winter storms are making millions miserable, and upstate New York is one of the hardest-hit areas with more than 4,000 made homeless. Clyde Robideau is mayor of icebound Plattsburgh.
It's literally a war zone throughout the city of Plattsburgh.
CBS News reporter Claudia Marshall is live with the weather story now gripping the eastern half of the nation.
In Maine and Mississippi, Vermont and Virginia, the storm has left behind a mess. At least 16 are dead, more are missing, and more rain is on tap today. CBS News correspondent Art Rascone is in Elizabethton, Tennessee, where flooding makes it look more like a tornado roared through.
Mobile homes were tossed around. There were cars that tumbled down the roadway. There was debris literally scattered everywhere.
Early this morning in Pittsburgh, winds gusted to 60 miles per hour, blowing golf ball-sized hail horizontally. The Ohio River is expected to crest a half foot above flood stage this afternoon. Up in Vermont, meantime,
we have a complete ice coverage of everything.
The sheriff says Grand Isle County, Vermont, is in a state of emergency. So is all of the state of Maine. Millions are without power all the way up into Canada, and officials say it could take up to 10 days to return to normal.
They're trying to bring the homes on as quick as they can with power. They're targeting key facilities, hospitals.
Talk about freak weather, though. New York City is expected to be warmer today than Los Angeles, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Reporting live, Claudia Marshall, CBS News.
Adios, El Nino. Peru's Ocean Institute reports the mass of warm water that's changed weather around the world is now starting to disappear. Cold water is rising to the ocean surface, displacing the warm water that characterizes El Nino. In Albuquerque this morning, a big send-off for the latest attempt to circle the globe in a balloon. However, the cheering was short-lived. Just 40 miles from the launch site, Global Hilton pilots Dick Rutan and Dave Melton are now trying to land their 170-foot-tall hot air balloon. Spokesman Patrick Berry explained what went wrong.
We got a call from the pilots when they climbed to 27,500 feet, and they explained that the helium cell had burst. So that's obviously a no-go for the rest of the flight. So as a result, they're looking for a place to land. They're about 40 miles east of the launch site. That's going to take all their skill to get them down safely.
The U.S. unemployment rate rose slightly in December to 4.7%, but the economy surprised Wall Street by adding 370,000 new jobs. That's expected to help keep interest rates steady. The Owens Corning Company is cutting 9% of its workforce, or some 2,200 jobs. Spokesman Bill Hamilton.
Competitors are trying to take market share away from us, offering lower prices. We're determined to hold our share. We've got to adjust our cost structure now so that we can be profitable at the new pricing levels.
A fiberglass plant in Quebec will be closed. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down about 76 points. Indonesia's currency has rebounded from its record low after a near economic meltdown. President Clinton has sent an emissary to Jakarta, and as White House correspondent Mark Noller tells us, Mr. Clinton has taken a personal role.
The situation in Indonesia is deemed so serious and the consequences so potentially dire that President Clinton placed an urgent phone call last night to Indonesia's President Suharto. The U.S. fears that a financial collapse in Indonesia could bring down other Asian economies. The president says he sees both encouraging and troubling signs in the Asian financial crisis, but he told a political fundraiser last night that he remains hopeful.
If we can get the policies right, we'll get through this. I'm working as hard as I can to try to get it right.
The U.S. is trying to persuade President Suharto that he must do more to reform Indonesia's economy and restore investor confidence by rooting out the corruption and cronyism in his nation's banking system. I'm Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in McAllen, Texas.
Mr. Clinton plans to ask Congress for $70 million to expand work-study programs for college students. That could double to 2 million the number of students who now participate. The tobacco industry has offered Texas $14.5 billion over 25 years to settle the state's lawsuit. According to the Dallas Morning News, an agreement could be reached this weekend. The case of Unabomb defendant Theodore Kaczynski now hinges on psychiatrists who will advise defense and prosecution lawyers whether he's competent to stand trial or even represent himself. The latest twist is Kaczynski's attempt to hang himself with his underwear, which came as a surprise to Sacramento County Undersheriff Lou Blanis.
He has been a model prisoner. There's been no indication in the past that he is a type of person that would want to take his own life.
For now, Kaczynski is under close video surveillance and is hooked up to a heart monitor. Defense Attorney Judy Clark.
This is not manipulation. This is not cunning. This is not an attempt of someone to escape legal process. This is a very heartfelt reaction on his part.
Kaczynski has agreed to psychological tests to prove he's able to handle his own defense. Politicians and entertainers will gather in Palm Springs today for the funeral of Congressman Sonny Bono, killed in a skiing accident. CBS News correspondent David Dow covered last night's vigil.
Some, like Olga Teague, lined up for 2 hours before the doors opened to pay their respects to Sonny Bono.
It's a big loss. He's going to be in our hearts forever.
Long lines shuffled by Bono's flag-draped casket. Neighbors, friends, and constituents who'd learned to take him very seriously as a politician.
He's the only politician that I ever contributed money to because I trusted him.
An overflow crowd is expected at the same Catholic church for today's funeral. Among mourners for the one-time high school dropout will be a large contingent of colleagues from the U.S. House of Representatives. David Dow, CBS News, Palm Springs.
Lots of people will call in sick today, and as we hear from CBS News correspondent John Roberts, many of them have the flu bug.
From New Jersey.
Do you have any problem taking the medication?
To Ohio.
All aches and pains from head to toe.
To California. Okay. Some hospitals have been hit by the worst flu season in years.
Local emergency rooms are just being absolutely inundated with patients.
Dr. David Friend in Glendale, California says his patients are suffering from two strains of flu, one that vaccine makers planned on and another, perhaps from Australia, that they didn't.
We are seeing patients here who have the typical flu who did get a vaccine.
The Centers for Disease Control says this is actually a normal to low year for flu activity. But when it strikes, it hits hard. And it seems to zero in on the respiratory system, raising the risk of pneumonia and, in some cases, death. John Roberts, CBS News, New York.
A couple of sports items. Dallas Cowboys losing coach Barry Switzer stepping down, and Boston Red Sox slugger Mo Vaughn has been arrested drunken driving. Thousands of people solved Wednesday's New York Times crossword puzzle, but the solution had a special meaning for law student Emily Mindell. With help from the crossword editor, her boyfriend, Bill Gottlieb, constructed it with personal tidbits. And at 56 across, the big question, will you marry me?
I had almost the entire puzzle completed and thought, I have to say something to him.
She looks at me and she says, this puzzle? And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, this puzzle. And so I looked at her and I said, will you marry me? And she said, of course I will.
And the answer to 57 down was yes. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 88 points. The Nasdaq is off over 15. And that's the World News Roundup for this Friday, January 9th, 1998. The broadcast is produced by Steve Bolton, engineering by Henry Lenz. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS.